Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botano with Natural North Dakota.
I've been noticing the milkweed pods in the road ditches and elsewhere this fall. The mature pods with those wind-dispersed seeds seem to catch our attention this time of year. Most everyone's familiar with the common milkweed. It's a widely recognized native weedy species here in North Dakota and other areas, largely east of the Rockies. Although it's not listed as a noxious weed on a state level, it is listed for a few counties in North Dakota. It might surprise you, but there are 10 milkweed species that call North Dakota home. Most are not weedy, but are rather inconspicuous components of a variety of plant communities, ranging from wetlands to woodlands to prairie. Milkweeds, of course, were named for their milky sap, which contains cardiac glycosides. They're toxic to humans as well as many other species, but milkweeds have been used medicinally. Their milky latex has also been investigated as a source of rubber, and the silky floss of the seed pods was used to stuff pillows and life jackets during World War II. Some species of milkweeds are quite showy and are gaining popularity in flower gardens. A good example is butterfly milkweed. Butterfly milkweed is widely regarded for its eye-popping orange flowers and long bloom period. If you've noticed clumps of bright orange flowers in the ditches of Interstate 94 in Minnesota, perhaps most conspicuously during July, that was perhaps butterfly milkweed. Milkweeds are also popular components of pollinator gardens. They're good sources of nectar. Plus, various parts of the plant are used for food, shelter, and other activities. Over 400 insect species have been documented to use milkweeds. And, of course, milkweeds are vital to the monarch butterflies. So be on the lookout for common milkweed and other milkweeds this fall. They're interesting components of many plant communities across the state and are important to many insect species. You might even want to consider adding them to your garden next year. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.